So, Tina, tell me a little bit about the 21-day sugar detox and exactly how that works. There's more than one track you can follow?
Yes. In fact, that's a really important component before you get started is to look at that book. There's three different levels of participation. And I love this because when I first started doing T-School, we only did a paleo level 3 kind of diet. And I think it freaked a lot of people out because you're asking people to change their dietary habits and it's a big deal. But this way, it's much simpler because you're asking people to look at their particular lifestyles and what they like to eat and determine based on that which level they're going to participate in. So level 1, which is a good place to start if you've never done this before, we're all avoiding certain fruits and always no alcohol. That's the same throughout. But in level 1, there are still some gluten-free grain choices that you can have and some legumes. It's not very much, like a half a cup a day. You can also do full-fat dairy and then, of course, meat and vegetables, nuts, oils as well. Level 2 is very much the same, except we've taken out the gluten-free grains and legumes, no grains. You maintain the full-fat dairy and, of course, the vegetables and the protein and the full fat. And then at the end, level 3, which is the one I like to participate in because I feel the best, it is no legumes, no grains, no full-fat dairy, but I cheat a little bit on that. It's a paleo, basically a paleo template. And a paleo template just means that we're eating, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, like our ancestors did.
Yeah.
Like how we would have eaten a long time ago and when we didn't have a McDonald's. So it's eating real food. The thing that's common between all of these is it's going to give your body a chance to really get your inflammation down. It'll give you a chance to realize how much added sugar, maybe junk you've been eating. It's a real awareness trigger for you. I think you're going to sleep better because you don't have all this mood thing going on with your sugar and all the additives that we have in the food. And also it's just a great, it's an experiment to say, what have I been eating unconsciously? Conscious choices can I make for myself, my health, my well-being, but also for my family. So those three levels are very important to look at. You should be reading that book before you get started, before you make a decision, and also use your journal. It has a lot of good questions to kind of help you decide which level that you want to participate on. In general, I always say if you're brand new, try level 1. If you've done this before, want to go a little bit stricter maybe, and you level 2, as a doctor, I'll ask you which level you like the best, but they're all the same in that they limit the fruits because we know that those are still full of sugar, some of them. Limit the alcohol because we know we're trying to get inflammation down and just see what our bodies feel like without alcohol, and it also can be a big sabotager. So the great thing about all the levels that they have in common is that we're going to be limiting our alcohol together. We're going to be limiting the sugar in our fruits, and we're also going to be limiting gluten because it's an inflammatory too. So you would know more about that than I do. All I know is I feel great.
When you say full-fat dairy, like, can I have sugar-free ice cream? Okay.
No.
So what do you mean when you say full-fat dairy? Where would I have that?
Well, I love this one because I used to be the mozzarella stick cheese queen. Sticks. Yes. Oh, God, I love those things. I think my poor kids should have mozzarella in their blood. What I'm saying about full-fat dairy is if I'm going to have cheese, I'm going to have full-fat cheese. None of those processed, half-sugar, whatever-filled cheeses. So,
yeah.
So we're having real food. Butter, yeah. Ghee, just depending on your level, but full-fat dairy. So we have whole milk.
So no Go-Gurt. So, yeah, I think the concept of just fat as it exists in nature is fine.
Right.
And so the full-fat dairy is fine. What about if I eat according to that no fruit, no sugar thing, can I make myself, like, can I Google paleo chocolate chip cookies and have those?
I'm glad you asked that because in the book, there's a whole section. In fact, it's everybody's favorite section because it's all a bunch of 21-day sugar detox treats, right? I think that's creative and I think it's great if you actually do it like we want you to do it, which is a treat. It's not making a whole batch of lemon bars and eating, sitting them down and eating them all at once, which is exactly what I would do. So the whole thing about the goal of the 21-day sugar detox program is to help you understand the power that overeating certain foods, how it affects your mind, how it affects your body. So if you just substitute a paleo treat for your fudgesicles that you were having last week, you're really not trading any kind of change in your lifestyle. So the bottom line is this nutrition program is for you to look at your lifestyle, look at your choices, and transform the way you think about food, the way you prepare food, the what you eat, which you feed your family. So it's not just trading a paleo treat for, you know, a sugar treat.
Yeah, we're looking to actually change our relationship with food, right? So we don't really change that by having a paleo chocolate popsicle. I think that if we think about those treats, like I would love to hear what you think as an occasion for a treat. For me, it would be, you know, if we're going to a birthday party or some kind of special occasion where there will be special foods there, and I want to make a paleo pumpkin muffin so that there's something special and I can avoid those other foods, then I think that's a reasonable time to do something like that.
I think the time for a treat is when I'm going to share it with somebody, because if I make it at home and it's sitting around at home, I will eat it gone.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, when I'm doing the detox, and most generally in my life, I'll eat, if I want a treat, I go out for a treat.
Yeah.
Because it's just not good for me to have it around.
So a treat is not a treat 16 times a day. That's no longer a treat.
I just think we need to have a paradigm shift about the role that treats play in our life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And get treats from other things.
Yes. Yes. I agree.